Now you are saying, I'm going to behave differently. You have now heard what this person has said to you. This is what they said, A, B, C, D, E. You didn't respond. You were quiet. You listened to everything, and then you walked away from there. Number two, Brother Yaur Beck says, take back the control in your own hands. How do you do that? Do not react. Keep on saying to yourself, do not react to what is being said to you at that time. Remember that when you are reacting, you are merely demonstrating that you are a puppet on a string. You are moving in whichever direction the puppet master pulls the string. So break the string. Let him pull it whichever way he wants it. Since it is not connected to you, it will not affect you. Remind yourself that nobody can make you feel anything. I said it to somebody yesterday. Who is the person that can upset you? If you are a mother-in-law this morning, can your daughter-in-law upset you? No. No. If you believe your daughter-in-law could upset you, that means you are the puppet on that string. If you are a daughter-in-law, can your mother-in-law upset you? No, she cannot. If you are a wife this morning, can your husband upset you? No. If you are a husband, can your wife accept you? No. If you are a child, can your mother? No. Why we say no is because getting upset is the prerogative of the person himself. He decides how I'm going to react. I want to be upset, so he becomes upset. I'm going to be tolerant, so he becomes tolerant. You make that decision. That is the reason say do not react. If you react, it's going to be impulsive. And if you react impulsively, you are going to react in a manner that person probably wants you to react. I want to make him upset. I'm going to tell him this. Let's see what he does. Nobody can make you feel anything. People do whatever they want to. You decide how to react. You are the master of your destiny. You will respond. That is a word we are looking for. So stop reacting. Instead, respond. And then Brother Yaur Beck asks us the question. You may be asking the question wherever you are. What is the difference? What is the difference between reacting and responding? What is the difference? So he explains. Responding is what you consciously choose to do. Reacting is what someone else makes you do. When someone else makes you do a thing, that means you are reacting. Responding, a different word with a different meaning, changing the script, you are now consciously. You have listened. You have sat down and you have deciphered. You are now going to respond. That means you know exactly what it is you're going to be saying next. Because you have now taken and sifted this all out. What is important? What is the topic of discussion? What are you busy talking about? Sometimes it is so far and wayward from what the actual topic is, and you're busy arguing about that. Look at husband and wives. Tape them. Tape their arguments. You and your husband as an argument, wife and husband. Tape the arguments and come back and see what you have done. Just listen. Many a times we don't listen to what is being said ourselves because we are talking. So Brother Yaur Beck say, put the tape on your mouth. Keep quiet. And then wait. Leave the room. Do something different. So instead of reacting, respond. What does this entail? Well, for one thing, it requires that you stop and think about what is happening. Then it requires you to think of what is the best way to deal with it. Not what is the natural way or the instinctive way, but the best way. It's not going to be easy. But if you can adopt it, this is the solution. This is the changing of the script. Otherwise, until you go in the cover, it will be the same. 40 years mousetrap played out as a play. Same beginning, same ending. This is how you'll be. Get home, argument develop, go to bed, being upset, stay cross for 2-3 days, become again husband and wife, and like that it will continue time after time by the lot of unhappiness that will permeate in that home. He continues and says, remember that what is instinctive or natural is not always what is best. Emotional maturity is to act deliberately and consciously. When you say someone is emotionally matured, that means he can sit, he can take whatever is given to him, he can sift it out. And having done all of this, he can then respond appropriately. To do what may not be natural, but is wise, useful, and productive. To do what you have to ask yourself another question. What is the result that I want from this interaction? then do that which will get you that result, not what you are dying to do to score some cheap point. So stopping in your tracks is essential. Remember, anger is natural. Controlling it is not. Anger is very much part of an emotion. Controlling doesn't become natural. That needs the exercise that you have to bring out. That is what from within yourself. So what do you want us? You want us to go into another argument? You want to have a good match at each other? You want to score points? You want to win the argument? Then fine. That is the reaction you'll get. That is the result and the consequence. And will end up disastrous. But you want to say, no, I want my husband to understand that I didn't really do this without his permission. There was a reason why it happened. So I'm going to explain this to him very nicely. I don't want to win the argument. No, I want him to understand and to know and to put back my trust into his hands. So knowing what the consequence is will make you decide. What do I want my mother-in-law to know? What do I want my daughter-in-law to know? I wanted to know that she's part of the family. I wanted to know that the person that we are both working towards is one single person. To me, the husband. To her, the son. We both have excessive love for this man. We love, the husband loves the wife to stitches. The wife loves the husband to stitches. And the mother loves him as a son. So both of us want to be there. We want to be in this relationship with this man. Both of us. So we're working on a common goal. And we will reach that common goal, inshallah. So because of that consequences, my response to my mother-in-law is going to be a different one. As opposed to just saying, I'm his wife, I got married to him, you are his mother, you got nothing to do with him, and all these type of silly things that happens. So remember, anger is natural, controlling it is not. And then Brother Yawarbek rounds off with this particular point where he says, then do the opposite of what you normally do. What you always did was the same. Do the opposite of what you normally do. And there is a famous story of President Truman. I think it's about him, Yawarbek says, forgive me please if I've got the wrong president, who was locked in an argument with someone. It got to a point that when he was about to say something, the other man said, don't even bother. I know exactly what you will do. Harry Truman stood up, did a somersault on the carpet of the Oval Office and said, I bet you didn't think I'd do that. And that broke the cycle. Doing something completely different from what is expected. He knows exactly she's going to jump, she's going to argue, she's going to scream, she's going to sulk. He knows exactly what you're going to do. You know what he's going to be doing next. So break the cycle. And once you're in the cycle, you cannot be able to change the script. So do the opposite, he says. Suddenly, hug your mother-in-law and kiss her. Woo! What has happened here? Suddenly, out of the blue, hold her, hug her and kiss her. Maybe she'll have a heart attack and your problem will be solved. This is what Brother Yawar says in a humorous way. That, what has happened today? This daughter-in-law hug me and give me a kiss. Or even better, she will see the error of her ways. Do the opposite of what you normally do. A good way is to be especially nice to those who are nasty to us. Be good to them. Serve them. Be especially thoughtful and do it sincerely. That is important. Insincerity always shows up and causes more problems. Acting can't be sustained. Be sincere and be consistent. Don't be nice only once, but be nice always. Remember the Prophet said, I guarantee a place in the middle of paradise to a person who has the right but gives it up for the right of his brother. He mentions that. What is your job? I build houses in paradise. What is your ambition? What is your career? I build houses in paradise. How do you do that? I always hand over my right to my opposite brother or the brother that I have a difficulty with. He said it because this is tough to do. So do the opposite. What is the best opposite for you to do? Well, it is your life. See? So think about it yourself. One rule, though, it has to be the best that you can do, not simply something to score points against other person. And don't be sarcastic. And don't play with people's feelings. These are very, very important issues. Because remember the fundamental rule. When life presents a problem for us to solve, if we solve it, we go ahead. If we don't, the same problem will come back to us again and again and again until we solve it. Complaining changes nothing. The problem has to be solved to show that we learned our lesson. After all, there is a reason for the problem to come in the first place. Nothing is without purpose. So we need to graduate from one class to the next until we are in the same class. No matter how many schools we change, it is still the same class, same exam, same book, same lessons until we pass the exam. Only when we will be permitted to move to higher class. So the sooner we demonstrate that we learned our lesson, the sooner will be our graduation. In conclusion, Brother Yawor says, remember, it is not about changing actors, but about changing the script. You are the director. It is your play, but you are not the audience. So you have to act Allahu Akbar. Excellent piece of writing. Changing the script. Mirza Yawor Beg. And definitions, influence, solution. All in all, 5 pages in total, but so much of content in it, inshallah. May Allah Ta'ala bring it easy. Please take note from next week, Brother Yawor Beg will be on with us on Tuesday and not on Thursday due to some commitments that he has accepted on Thursday. So we will obviously chat about that, inshallah, with him. And of course, you can learn so much from there. So you want to bring a change in life. Don't just continue where you are. Break the cycle. Become different. And of course, as he mentioned, you have the one side of the equation. And remember the golden rule. Nobody can hurt you, harm you, anger you besides yourself. You are the one depending on what. If you become sensitive to many issues and you become less tolerant, you will always find yourself in a problem situation. May Allah Ta'ala guide us all towards righteousness. May Allah make it easy. May Allah Ta'ala allow for us to have a happy life. May Allah Ta'ala allow for our interpersonal relationships to be improved, inshallah.